Happy Valentine's Day. I think this is the first Valentine's Day I'm actually really happy. I got Valentine's yesterday. And yeah, love is always in the air when you have Jesus. Bye, Les. Bye, Lab. Maranatha, Maranatha, oh Maranatha, glory be the King. Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory be, because everything, if God can speak through a donkey, why wouldn't he be able to think that he could speak through me? But nothing. No one is believing me, but it's like, I don't care anymore. I really don't. It's like, you tell people all your vulnerabilities, and then they use them against you. And yeah, I know you're listening to these and you said that I'm on your side, but I would never ever say anyone deserves what I'm going through, because you have no idea what I've been going through my entire life. And I don't tell everybody everything. I had trusted one person. Actually, two people, and that ended up biting me in the ass, because now they have the directions to kill me. And I've tried to go to the police, but the police don't care. And so, not until something happens to me will they realize it, that I was right the whole time. I used to go around, putting my Maranatha stickers on poles to know that I was safe around here. But actually, I went taking them all down and I put them all in my mailbox, because I know the mailman is sus. There's no reason for there's never no reason to be three mailmen around me while I'm at the pool, and I've never seen it again. And then, like, all these NPCs saying the same thing. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, well, so if I see your kids get hit by a car, if I see something happen, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like they're too scared to admit that something fucking weird is going on. It's like they're in denial. Well, I know that shit's not normal, because I wear glasses, and I shouldn't have been able to make eye contact with the guy who's flying the helicopter. Even my boyfriend said that's not normal, and it was all black, so right there gives it away. It's like, I know you guys want me dead, like, it's so obvious. I did the card to the CTA just to see what would start happening to me, and I was right. Vote blue no matter who, remember? That's the only kind of teachers they want. That's why our whole school system's going to shit. They don't want any teachers that fight for the truth. None. My son's counselor knew all the shit I was going through. I said I was fighting in courts because of, you know what, and blah blah blah. And I was telling her all the corruption that was going on in my district. It's like, you either have to have sex with the principal or the superintendent, and or someone has to know you, and you have to be in the Freemason church. You heard it here first. I mean, my lawyer himself, Ted Matthews, says, I knew too much. That's why they weren't hiring me. I never went alone. I never had the door closed with any man because of this. So, and I was the youngest girl there, pretty much. Everyone else was older. But I know for a fact, like, Araceli's daughters, they got acting principal, and they didn't even get administrative credentials. Like, nobody has administrative credentials. And they were acting principal. Like, the FCC came in. It's like $300 million was stolen. $300 million. They could survive off of less than half of that for my entire life. And this is our tax money. And now they're forcing our tax money to be used for this indoctrination. And it is, because I was in it and something like snapped me out of it. But I don't know what it was. But there's not going to be any mass revival or anything like this thing in Ashbury, Kentucky. Like, I get what they're trying to do, but it's not the same Jesus. It's like the Mormon Jesus. He's not the same. That Jesus is by works. That Jesus cares about your outside appearance. That religion is so fake. I could tell you, because the Mormons used to always come over to my house and they used to be like, how can I help you? I said, well, how can you help me make bigamy illegal and actually enforced here? Because I keep getting in trouble for it when I'm just trying to bring it to light. I want marriage to mean something. When that person realizes that their marriage doesn't count, she's gonna want her marriage to mean something too. I'm not doing this just for me. I'm doing this for everybody. Come on. Come on. I don't know why my dog's scared all of a sudden. Come on. Want your treaty? Come on. What's wrong? Anyways, I just think my dog's like scared of something here. Come on. Oh, sidewalk closed. Sorry, I'm gonna go over here. Sorry, the sidewalk's closed. I didn't know. How did my dog know that before I did? She doesn't, can't even read. But anyways, I'm like actually wondering how many people around me are plants or just NPCs, soulless people. Like, I never realized how many soulless people there just was in this world. Too many. Way too many. You want your treaty? Come on. Hopefully my dog doesn't bark. No. Come on. Yeah, she's a baby in training. Yeah, she's only 5 months. She's huge. That's why I have her around my waist. Come on. Come on. Stop. Come on. How come you didn't bark at the girls? You don't like boys? So, I go and walk every morning to prove my freedom, because this is exactly what I was doing before. Probably even less, because I wasn't talking. I was just walking, playing Pokemon. So, I don't know, I really don't have much else to say. Otherwise, that I'm going to be not trusting anyone, like, ever again. And I'm never gonna get deep with anybody ever again. I'm not gonna waste any of my energy on anyone ever again. I'm guarding my energy from everybody now, because everybody has stabbed me in the back. Pretty much everybody. People closest to me, everybody. So, you know, the saying that goes, es mejor estar solo que mal acompañado. I can't say it. But it's like, it's better to be alone than be in bad company. And I'm starting to learn that that's right. It's like, my poor dog, I've been scared to go outside this whole time. It's like, he was trying to warn me that I was trusting people too much. It's like, treat your neighbors as you want to be treated. I tried. It got me 5150. Tried to tell the police that someone came to steal my dog. They didn't care. They 5150 me. She came to steal my dog that night. And the other time too, I was in the hospital. So, coincidence? No, each time before, I had tried to call the police and tell them, and they didn't listen to me. So clearly I must have some kind of intuitive instincts because I care and love about my dog so much. I care and love my dog so much. And someone slandered my name saying that I abandoned my dog, my Chihuahua that I had. No. I had to take care of my kid, myself, because I was super sick. And I gave it back to my ex. That's not abandoning it. Plus, he was stealing, like, over $20,000. I never pretty much got alimony or child support, because what he stole is what I got back. And I'll never forget when I called to tell him that I found out he was stealing money out of my dad's bank account. He started pretend crying, saying he was going to kill himself. And here I felt so bad and everything. And here he sends me emails. Kill yourself. Your child will be better without you. Your dad even hates you. Your mother hates you. Like, who the fuck does that? Who the fuck would write those kind of emails to their ex-wife, the mother of their child? Someone fucking morbid. Someone that calls me sperm eyebrows. Someone that wanted to have sex with my friends. Someone that tried to hook up with my friends. Melissa, oh my gosh. I was talking to Melissa the other day. She goes, when you go on vacation, he'd always call me to go out drinking. And it's like, I didn't want to go with him. He sounded so pervy. I mean, all the things that I found out from Deepa, Melissa, oh my gosh, the list goes on and on and on and on. I can only imagine how stupid his fucking wife is. Because she didn't take... Why would I fucking waste 14 years? Dumbass bitches, man. Like, you try to help them, and all they do is slander your name and make false accusations about domestic violence. Never called the police while we were married for abuse. Never happened. That happened to me, though. I have proof. I also have proof about the 7 staples in my head. So, should have just left his ass then. But for some reason, I didn't. And we're here now. And I'm trying to move forward. But he fucked up my whole record with that one restraining order. So I have to, like, prove that he's lying. That's the only thing I can do to get my innocence cleared up. Because this isn't fair. This is bullshit. We had COVID then. I wasn't allowed to bring in any witnesses. Now we can. And the San Bernardino courts are so much different from the Orange County courts. This crime was done to me in Orange County, so I don't understand why I would need to go anywhere else. It's bullshit. Stop.